time for live high school baseball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffee Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. Grab your sunflower seeds and settle in. It's high school baseball here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Welcome back to the Al Glick Classic from Jackson High School. Game three of three. It is the Al Glick Championship between the Columbia Central Golden Eagles and the Lumen Christi Titans. Good afternoon. Connor Dockery with you here on WKHM as Nolan Huff on the mound for Lumen Christi, getting the start in this one against Columbia Central. Bladen Steller leading off, going right into this coverage. On-time start, which is good to see, especially with some of the action today pushed back a little bit because of some lightning and storms and such around 9 o'clock. But second pitch runs in and is going to get Steller on the backside. So a leadoff hit-by-pitch issued by Nolan Huff of Lumen Christi. So Columbia Central, huge 21-0 win over Jackson in their second game. As the first pitch runner goes, throw is offline, and it's going to roll slowly into the outfield. Steller, after a stolen base, he is going to move up to third after an error. Not the defensive start that Lumen Christi had envisioned coming into this Al Glick Championship. So Bladen Steller all the way up to third base with nobody out. Chase Duquette, 1-0 count. Second pitch, tapper. That's going to take a huge bounce over the third baseman, Paul Sattler. No play to be made. And just like that, two batters in, it's 1-0 Columbia. That's a Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBI. Brought to you by Chase Duquette. One run single. Bladen Steller scoring on the play. Now Connor Renfro at the plate as the first pitch is high and then bobbled by the catcher, Harrison Botke. He is able to collect it quickly, however. No movement on first by Chase Duquette. So already a hit by pitch, a stolen base, and then an error, moving Steller up to third, and then a one-run single from Duquette, giving us this 1-0 score already. Lumen Christi able to take down Onstead, a very good Onstead team as well, 6-3. That is who Lumen Christi beat last year in the Al Glick Championship, and they eventually ended Onstead's season in the playoffs in the regional championship. We have a pickoff throw, diving back in, not in time. Duquette is safe. We have a couple pitches missing inside. It's 2-1 now for Connor Renfro. And Christy also getting a big win over Reading in their first game as we have another check throw over to first. Diving back in safely again is Duquette. So let's go through the game one batting order for Columbia Central, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, today's presenting sponsor. Next pitch misses inside for Renfro, and it's a 3-1 count. So top three, it's Bladen Steller, the shortstop, Chase Duquette, the left fielder, and Connor Renfro, the second baseman. Renfro ready to go. Pitch is high, and it's a 5-pitch walk. Nolan Huff shaky out of the gates with a run, a hit, a walk, and a hit by pitch already issued, and we're going to get a mound visit here for the Lumen Christi Titans. Just the infielders, though. Just the players. No coaches coming out. So this is a players-only mound visit, trying to rally around their starting pitcher, trying to settle him down. Chase Duquette at second, Connor Renfro at first with only zero outs. Here in the top of the first inning, Lucas Calhoun now at the plate, who was the starting pitcher for Columbia's second game of this tournament, and he pitched phenomenally, 3-4 in the Mercy Rule win. First pitch bounces in the dirt, good block by Botke, preventing any movement on the bases. It's 1-0. Columbia Central, of course, having a terrific season. As we got a swing, a fly ball, this one going to deep center field. Way back there, ranging is Fitzpatrick. And that is going to at least move up Chase Duquette to third. So a productive flyout for Lucas Calhoun. Based on that distance, might be a home run in some ballparks. Really got a lot out of that one, but great reaction, great read off the bat by Fitzpatrick to get that first out. Runners on the corners for the Golden Eagles with one out. Hayden Haynes at the plate. And Huff ready to go. Beautiful skies, beautiful weather. Slight breeze, very sunny, warm for this third game as the pitch is in, and then a uncontested steal of second by Connor Renfro. He had a pump fake throw there by Harrison Botke, but didn't end up pulling the trigger. Two in scoring position for the Golden Eagles, one out. Next one in low for Hayden Haynes, one ball, one strike. Again, beautiful weather here for this championship game of the Al Glick Classic. You would never know that it was all rainy and stormy earlier today. Late swing and a miss on the fastball from Nolan Huff there. Hayden Haynes now with a 1-2 count. Huff looking to get the second out, trying to prevent further damage. We have a step off from Huff. Needs a extra moment before getting back on, getting into his windup. Early threat here from Columbia. Wind up in the pitch. Swing and a tapper. This one going up the middle. And it's going to be gloved by the shortstop, Benny Gaston. And now trying to make a play at home. And that was actually the smart play to do. He caught Chase Duquette in a jam between third and home, thinking that he was going to go for the force out at first. And instead able to run him down, make the delivery to Harrison Botke, and get Chase Duquette out at home. Meanwhile, Haynes able to safely reach at first, and then Connor Renfro moves up to third. So runners at the corners once more for Columbia, but now with two outs, still a 1-0 score. Swing and a line drive. This one slices foul. Deflects off of the pitching cages off to the right, and he falls behind 0-1. So far, one hit, one run. And now we have a step off, and now caught in a pickle. It's Hayden Haynes, and able to make a nice feed to Kellen Crowley and gets the tag out of Hayden Haynes in a jam between first and second. And that is one way to get your last two outs of the inning. Nolan Huff and the Lumen Christi defense doing a great job of limiting the damage to just that one run. Columbia Central leads 1-0 over Lumen Christi. Bottom of the first is coming your way next. This is the Al Glick Classic, presented by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here from the Al Glick Championship, Al Glick Classic 2026 from Jackson High School. 1-0 lead for Columbia Central over Lumen Christi. Today's coverage of the Al Glick Classic brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Will Be Transit Mix, and Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. So now Lumen trying to answer here after a one-run first inning for Columbia Central. Shaky start, but Nolan Huff and the Lumen defense able to finish that inning strong. As leading off here, it's the center fielder Jack Fitzpatrick against the starting pitcher Noah Dankert. First pitch is low for ball one. Next delivery, swing and a miss. 1-1 count. So we go through the Lumen Christi batting order. Top three is the center fielder Jack Fitzpatrick, second baseman Kellen Crowley, and shortstop Benny Gaston. 1-1 right down Main Street, 1-2 now. Middle three for Lumen Christi. Third baseman Paul Sattler, right fielder Wes Learned, and left fielder Brennan Brogan. 1-2, swing and a tapper, foul. Man, oh man, that one deflected right into the inner thigh of the catcher, Jordan Dankert. He needs to immediately stand up and take a few paces. That looked very painful. Ouch. Looks like he should be okay, however. Just needs to walk it off. Had a similar play happen in the first game today, Jackson versus Jonesville, which was won by Jackson 8-3. Otherwise, it's a 1-2 count after that foul for Jack Fitzpatrick. Next delivery takes that one, and it's in the zone for a called third strike. Phenomenal location for Noah Dankert. First strikeout of the game as the second baseman, Kellen Crowley, stands in. Lumen Christi in their white, almost cream-colored uniforms with green numbers, green batting helmets. Otherwise, they have cream-colored hats with the green brim. Columbia Central, navy blue jerseys with gold numbers, navy blue caps with the gold logo and white pants. Next pitch in there finds the zone. 2-0 count. And with Dankert, he's looking confident right now on the hill. Winding the pitch. That one taken all the way, but it's outside. 1-2 to Crowley. One, two on its way. Taken, called strike three again, back-to-back looking strikeouts for Noah Dankert. And two are down, bases empty in the bottom of the first inning. Columbia Central leading Lumen Christi 1-0 in the Al Glick Championship. Benny Gaston stands in now, number three in the batting order. First pitch, swing. This is a fly ball going to right center field, and it will find the basket of Dylan Hammond. That will retire the side in order. Great stuff for Noah Dankert and the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, holding on to a 1-0 lead going into the top of the second inning. This is the Al Glick Classic, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
1-0 Columbia over Lumen Christi, top of the second inning. Live coverage of the Al Glick Classic is brought to you by Tom Coffey Soft Water, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Grimes Plumbing, and Performance Automotive Northwest. Leading off for the Golden Eagles in the second inning, it's the pitcher, Noah Dankert. The one-hop first pitch up and in, having to duck out of the way of that one. He misses on the second pitch as well. 2-0 count for Noah Dankert. Bottom three following will be the right fielder, Camden Ducate, catcher, Jordan Ducate. So we got a swing and a grounder foul along the third base line. 2-1 count. And then the center fielder, Dylan Hammett. Head coach is Scott Ducate for the Golden Eagles. And a lot of people in attendance here, especially Lumen supporters making the trip from Lumen Christi for their first two games as the next pitch finds the middle of the zone. 2-2 for Noah Dankert leading things off in the second. Winding the pitch 2-2, misses high. Nice snag by Harrison Bontke behind the dish, however. Not like there's any traffic on the bases yet to deal with, but regardless, full 3-2 count for Dankert. Payoff pitch, swing and a grounder. That one deflects off of Huff in the circle, but it goes right over to Logan Hetherington at first base, and he's not able to make a play. It hung in the air just long enough before he was able to catch it and then sprint to first, but by then, Dankert was already right there and basically on the bag. Infield single for Noah Dankert. Question is Nolan Huff okay? He does look okay. But man, oh man, bang, bang play. And Columbia Central once again has the leadoff runner on. Now with Camden Ducate at the plate. Got a courtesy runner on first as well. We got a check throw diving in safely. Sammy Truax is said courtesy runner. Now in the stretch, first pitch, that one misses high for ball one for Camden Ducate. On its way. That one taken high. Ball two. Nolan Huff, this is how he started in the top of the first inning. Command a little bit shaky, and then, of course, he and the defense behind him able to recover strong. But Columbia Central really trying to capitalize on these early opportunities because they know those Lumen bats, they're extremely dangerous as well. Next pitch finds the zone for a called strike. It's 2-1. Next one, swing as a pop to the left side of the infield, almost in foul territory, and then chasing that one down nearly was the third baseman, Paul Sattler, made a diving effort, but off the tip of his glove, and it will land foul. Great effort, just not able to haul it in. 2-2 count, meanwhile, for Camden Ducate. Next delivery, swing, line drive, left center field, and that's going to be gloved by the left fielder, Brennan Brogan. There's the first out. Now at the plate, the number 8 hitter, Jordan Dankert, the catcher. Noah Dankert at first. First delivery showing bunt. Not going to make the contact. Now caught in a pickle here. Noah Dankert now in between first and second. Throw to first is in time. Got the tag on the batting helmet. Great play there for Benny Gaston. Quick throw over to Logan Hetherington. Able to make the tag. So Noah Dankert, I beg your pardon, it was actually Sammy Truax, the courtesy runner. He was the one caught in a jam, and he got tagged out. So base is empty, two outs now. Columbia Central leads Lumen Christi 1-0. Pitch taken low. It's 2-0 for Jordan Dankert. Next pitch taken low again. 3-0. Chance for Columbia to extend the inning right here. Try to get traffic on the bases again. 3-0. Taken all the way. Finds the inside part of the plate for a called first strike. Dankert already took a couple paces towards first base, thinking that was going to be a ball, but he's got to get back in the batter's box. 3-1 on its way, swinging a foul tip behind and out of play. Running the count full, 3-2. Chance for Nolan Huff to get out of the inning in order, despite allowing the leadoff single from Noah Dankert after he got picked off. Three-two full count. High and in, it misses. And that's the second walk issued by Nolan Huff. Inning continues. Runner on first with two outs. Here is the center fielder, Dylan Hammond. Big spot here. If he could get on base, top of the order, lurking in the on-deck circle, great chance for Columbia. First pitch late, swing and a miss. One strike count. Next delivery on its way. That one outside. Runner goes for second, and the throw is just late. Great throw by Botke, but could not get that one ahead of Jordan Dankert, who swipes second. Columbia Central now with a runner in scoring position, trying to grow their lead. 1-1 count for Hammond. That one bounces in the dirt, gets away from Botke, and that's going to advance Jordan Dankert to third base now on the wild pitch. Insurance run for Columbia Central is just 90 feet away now. Huff pitching in the stretch. 2-1 count. Taken right down the middle. 2-2 count. And Nolan Huff trying to retire. Trying to strand a run on third. 2-2. Swing and a pop. That one goes up and out of play. Bangs off the roof of the football facility here at Jackson High School. Remains a 2-2 count. One more try. Couple glances at third. 2-2 from Huff. Swing and a miss. Huff able to tightrope his way out of danger with his first strikeout of the game. And despite the leadoff single from Noah Dankert, Columbia Central, they come up empty here, but they still hold on to a 1-0 lead going into the bottom of the second inning. Coming your way in 60 seconds, this is the Al Glick Classic Championship presented by Aspen 1 Hour here on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in. Like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
1-0 Columbia Central, now in the bottom of the second inning of the Al Glick Classic, brought to you by Phelps Towing and Wolverine Seal Coating. Woman Christie, their second turn at the plate, they were retired in order by Noah Dankert in the bottom of the first inning. Two strikeouts in there as well. Leading off, it's the third baseman, Paul Sattler. Sattler learned and Brogan do up in the second inning as we got a swing and a grounder. That one gets just past the second baseman, Connor Renfro, making a diving play. And then a botched play by Ducate in right field will result in Paul Sattler getting up to second. Single in and an error. Just like that, Lumen Christie tying run is in scoring position. Now at the plate, it's Wes Learned. Right fielder, now a quick chat. A couple words exchanged between Jordan Dankert and Noah Dankert. Pitcher and catcher, the battery for Columbia Central in this Al Glick Championship. Pitching from the stretch. First base runner for Lumen this game. Pitch, swing, and a line drive. Base hit into right field. That's going to score the tying run. He turns, heads to second. Throw back in will hold him there. It's a stand-up one-run double for Wes Learned on a single pitch. We're tied at one. RBI presented by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Just like that, after being retired in the first inning, here in the second, back-to-back knocks and a run. Left fielder Brennan Brogan now at the plate. Bottom three following in the Lumen batting order is the catcher Harrison Bakke, first baseman Logan Hetherington, and the designated hitter Gibson Shore. Head coach of the Titans is Derek Tracy. The first pitch in there is a strike. Anchored back in the stretch. Quick glance back at second at Learn. Pitch, swing, and a grounder. This one goes to short. Gloved, thrown over to first in time. Stellar to Haynes for the first out. Brogan retired on the ground there. Now here's the catcher, Harrison Bakke. Go-ahead run for the Titans is in scoring position. A lot of movement on second by Learned. Pitches outside, and then after the hitch, Jordan Dankert, the catcher, threatening to make a throw over to third in the event that Wes Learned was going to continue to try to move out there. Trying to get in the head of Noah Dankert. 1-0 pitch on its way. Swing and a tapper. This one goes towards short. This is going to be a tough play. Quick pickup throw and not in time. Very slow after an initial big bounce. You knew that was going to be a very, very tough play to make, and that's an infield single for Harrison Bakke. Third hit in four batters for this Lumen Christie offense. They got runners on the corners with one out. Now at the plate, it's the first baseman, Logan Hetherington. In the stretch. St- step off throw at third, and then going to try to get a caught stealing at second, and a beautiful defensive play by Columbia Central. A step off from Dankert made the throw to third, and then immediately Calhoun relaying that to second and able to tag out Harrison Bakke. Caught stealing. Wow, brilliant defensive play by Columbia Central to get the second out. Huge second out. It makes getting out of this jam a little bit easier as you try to keep this game tied. Pitch misses ball one. Next one swinging a tapper. That one to short. Gloved. Thrown over to first. Just in time by about a step. Stellar to Haynes. In time, and the side is retired. Great pitching and defense by both teams on display so far. Sees us tied through two innings. 1-1, top of the third, coming your way next. This is the Al Glick Championship, presented by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free one-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen One-Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
1-1 tie. Lumen Christi and Columbia Central in the Al Glick Championship here at Jackson High School. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Live coverage is brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, Form Energy, Omni, and County National Bank. Columbia Central back at the plate. Here in the top of the third, they plated one in the first in two batters. Since then, they have had some traffic on the bases, but great pitching and defense by Huff and the Lumen Christi Titans, preventing any further damage to this point. We're back at the top of the order with the shortstop, Bladen Stellar. Looks at the first two pitches for a 2-0 count. Next delivery misses high. 3-0. He was hit by a pitch to lead off the game. Stole a base and then on an error moved up to third, and then a single following by Chase Duquette drove him home for the first run of the game, and he draws a four-pitch walk here. Third walk issued for Nolan Huff in three innings. Now Chase Duquette, the left fielder, in the box. Step off now for Huff. Quick look at first as he had Stellar diving in quickly. First pitch high. Runner goes. Throw is late again. Great steal there by Stellar. His second already in as many trips to the base. Go ahead, run in scoring position with nobody out for the Golden Eagles. Pitch swung on. It's going to be a pop and foul territory, and it's going to be gloved by Paul Sattler for the first out. Three-hole hitter Connor Renfro now in. Walked in the first inning, stole a base, but was stranded on base. In the stretch for Huff. First pitch on its way. It's going to be high. Bakke pump fake throw to second. Doesn't pull the trigger. And it's 1-0. Next one. High again. And another pump fake throw to second with Botke not letting that one go. Quick chat now between Botke and Nolan Huff. Trying to settle him down. Runner in scoring position. One out. And a 2-0 count to one of the best bats in Columbia Central's lineup. Umpires also signaling something. We have a four umpire crew here. Looks like we're going to have an intentional walk for Connor Renfro. 2-0 count. They're just not going to bother. Two runners on with one out for Columbia Central at the dish. Lucas Calhoun. 0-for-1 in this one. Flew out to center field in the first inning. First pitch misses inside for ball one. He had to do a little bit of a back hop to get out of the way of that one. Huff ready to go once more. Step off, throw back to second. Ooh, that one nearly got away from Benny Gaston. He is able to glove that one. Could have been a disaster if that one got away into the outfield. Stays in. 1-0 count. Next pitch on its way. Calhoun, this one popped right behind home plate. It is playable for the catcher, Harrison Botke, and he gloves it for a huge second out for Lumen. Runners on first and second with two outs. 1-1 tie here in the top of the third. Hayden Haynes, first baseman at the plate, number 5 in the Columbia order. Reached on fielder's choice in the first inning. First pitch to him off the plate, and then Botke threatening to make a throw to second, doesn't throw it. 1-0 count. Both these teams really good at getting guys sleeping off the bag. 1-0. Swing and a foul tip. One ball, one strike for Hayden Haynes. Ate a cinnamon pretzel between games. And why do I know this information? Well, I was behind him in the concession stand line. Next one, swing, line drive, base hit into right field. That's going to score the go-ahead run. One run single for Hayden Haynes. It's now 2-1 Columbia. RBI presented by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Bladen Stellar scores. Connor Renfro moves to third. And Hayden Haynes now at first, still two outs. Here is Noah Dankert, the pitcher. Two runs on three hits so far on the game for Columbia. That was the first hit of the inning. Both base runners were by the walk. And intentional walks. We got a line drive to deep center field. And that one's going to be over the glove of Jack Fitzpatrick. One run scores. It's going to be a one run double for Noah Dankert. Hayden Haynes cut off at third. Columbia's lead grows 3-1 over Lumen in the Al Glick Championship. RBI again presented by Aspen 1 Hour. Haynes at third, Dankert at second. Two out magic for the Golden Eagles. Looked like it was going to be a wasted opportunity for Columbia after Lucas Calhoun popped out with two on. to get the second out, but back-to-back knocks for Haynes and Dankert. Driving in some runs, now it's Camden Ducate at the plate. Pitch misses for a ball. Nolan Huff ready to go once more. Trying to get out of this inning. Can't seem to get that third out. Next pitch misses again, 2-0. Columbia Central, if you want to knock off this Lumen Christi team, this is what you got to do. You have to have extreme discipline. You can't have silly mistakes. You can't be giving away base runners and such, getting picked off like they did in the first inning. We got a swing and a foul tip behind, making a 2-1 count for Ducate. 0-for-1, he lined out in the second inning. Huff once more. Runners on second and third, two outs, swinging a foul tapper along the first baseline. 2-2 count. Trying to keep the inning going, trying to grow the lead. Huff trying to end the inning right here. Pitch misses low and in. Great take for Ducate. 3-2 full count. Biggest pitch of the game so far right here. Woman trying to keep this within two runs. Pitch, line drive, base hit into center field. Two more runs score. And the Columbia lead just like that is doubled from 2-4. Two-run single from Camden Ducate. 5-1 Columbia. Hayden Haynes scores. Noah Dankert scores. Four runs scored on three hits in the inning, and we're going to have a mound visit. That's going to be it for Nolan Huff. Lumen Christi will be looking to another arm to shut down this inning and get this third out. Runner on first with two outs. Jordan Dankert set to be at the plate. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds while a new arm gets warmed up here on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. We are Dana Brown and Kim West, the Brokerage House Real Estate Sisters. I'm Dana, and I love connecting people to the community and helping you find where you truly belong. And with Kim making sure every detail is handled, together we bring you the Brokerage House signature experience for both buyers and sellers with expert guidance, strategic marketing, and a plan built just for you. Together, let's make your next move your best move. Brown and West Real Estate Sisters, 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 100 in Jackson, or check us out at our Grass Lake or Lakeside offices.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
New pitcher in the game for the Lumen Christi Titans. It's River McCluskey in for Nolan Huff, trying to get this third out of the third inning. Columbia Central growing their lead 5-1. Runner on first with two outs and Jordan Tankard at the plate. 0-2 count. Swinging a line drive into right center field. That one drops. Chugging all the way to third is Camden Ducate, and he is in safely ahead of a nice relay throw. Closer play than I thought it was going to be. But an inning extending base hit for Jordan Dankert. Four hits in a row for Columbia Central since they picked up that second out. Now here is Dylan Hammond. McCuskey taking his time in the stretch. First pitch, laser right down the middle for a called first strike. So as of right now, Nolan Huff, his numbers. Five runs as we got a step off, threatening to make a throw there at third for Ducate. Five runs on six hits. Pitches low, and then an uncontested steal of second for Dankert. Two in scoring position with two outs. Otherwise a 1-1 count for Dylan Hammond. One misses up and away. 2-1. In the stretch, 2-1. Swing and a miss brings Columbia Central to another two-strike count with two outs. But they've been able to come through time and time again in these spots in this inning. Again, four straight knocks. Two. Taken high on the fastball. 3-2, full count. So for Nolan Huff, five runs on five hits, three walks, one strikeout, one hit batter. On pace for the loss if this result holds. Next pitch, it's high, taken, ball four. Great at bat for Dylan Hammond. And that will load the bases with two outs. Bringing back the top of the order with Bladen Steller. Winding the pitch, taken high and away. One-0 count for Bladen Steller, who's been hit by a pitch and walked in this game, scoring two runs, stealing a couple bases. Pitch taken high again, 2-0. Similar to what we saw in the last game here with Jay High and Columbia, what happens when these pitchers are consistently getting behind 1-0, 2-0 in these counts? As a hitter, you can do a lot of damage. Next pitch in the zone for a called first strike, 2-1. Ready to go once more, McCluskey. 2-1 swing, that one's going to be a shot foul. Up and over the fence past the Columbia dugout. 2-2, another two-strike count with two outs in the inning. McCluskey tries to end it. Swing, fly ball. This should get Lumen out of this jam, and it will be caught by the right fielder, Wes Learned. And that finally ends the top of the third inning for the Lumen Christie pitching and defense. But Columbia Central, they come through in a big way. Four straight hits. They come away with four runs on four hits, no errors. And three left on. Columbia 5, Lumen Christie 1, bottom of the third. Coming up in 60 seconds, this is the Al Glick Championship presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
bottom of the third inning from the Al Glick Championship here at Jackson High School. Columbia Central leads Lumen Christie 5-1. Waiting out for the Titans is the designated hitter, Gibson Shore, his first plate appearance against a wheeling and dealing Noah Dankert. So far, one run on three hits, no walks and two strikeouts through two innings. Next pitch is swung on, grounded straight to the second baseman, Connor Renfro, and he makes the easy delivery over to first, Hayden Haynes, to get that first out. Jack Fitzpatrick, number one in the batting order, he comes back into the box. This is the second meeting of the season between these two teams, but it potentially won't be the last. The first pitch in there for strike one. Lumen Christie won the first meeting 15-0. Of course, meeting today, and then these two teams are part of a gauntlet district, which also includes Grass Lake, who is a very, very good team once again this year, just like they were last year. Grass Lake, district champions. They lost in the regional semis to Onstead, who Lumen Christie then eliminated in the following round in the regional championship. Swing and a foul tip. It's 0-2 for Jack Fitzpatrick. Winding the pitch. Taken off the plate for ball one. Coverage of the Al Glick Classic, brought to you by Grimes Plumbing and Jim Winter Auto Group. Two, two, misses low, and that runs the count full. I beg your pardon, that was the 1-2, so 2-2 now for Jack Fitzpatrick, who struck out looking in his first plate appearance. 2-2 swing, a chopper, that one lined right into the glove of Connor Renfro. He made a great sliding catch for out number two. Great pitching and defense on display by Columbia Central. We've seen several great defensive plays by Lumen Christie in the first two innings before things boiled over for them. The top of the third with four Columbia Central runs scored in that inning. Currently leading 5-1. Now at the plate, it's Kellen Crowley. As he swings and grounds one right up the gap past a diving blade and Steller. It's a two-out single for Kellen Crowley. Fourth base hit of the game for the Titans, keeping the inning alive with the power hitting Benny Gaston at the plate. First pitch. That one is going to get him on the elbow. A two-out hit by pitch. And this puts runners on first and second with two outs. We saw Columbia Central come through with two-out magic in the last inning to plate four. Can Lumen Christie get a similar run going here? Paul Sattler standing in now, the lefty hitter against the righty pitcher. In the stretch, first pitch taken for strike one. Paul Sattler, one for one. He hit a single to lead off the second inning. Came in to score what is to this point Lumen's only run. 0-1, check swing. He held up in time. Pitch otherwise misses low and inside. It's ball one. In the stretch. 1-1 to Sattler on its way. Called strike two right down the middle. Great location for Dankert. Has a chance to get out of this two-out jam. Runners on first and second for Lumen. Noah Dankert ready to go. Quick glance at second. Next pitch, swing and a foul tap to the right side, staying alive. Noah Dankert just, ever since he got that first strike out of Jack Fitzpatrick to start this game, he's been pitching with so much confidence. One, two. Swing, grounder. That one gets just past the first baseman, Hayden Haynes. One Lumen run's going to score. They're going to send the other one. Relay throw to home. That's going to gun him. No, he didn't get the tag in. Wow. What a slide in by Benny Gaston. Meanwhile, Paul Sattler is going to move up all the way to second. And play is still live. He threatened to move all the way up to third before Columbia Central realized they were too busy trying to argue the safe call at home. It looked like the throw was well in time, but evidently Jordan Dankert not able to drop the tag. Benny Gaston able to evade. And it's a two-run single plus an extra base for Paul Sattler. RBIs brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Two runs on two hits in the inning. Lumen creeps in a little bit closer, trailing by two now. Runner on second with two outs. Pitches out of the zone for a ball. Meanwhile, a check throw at second is going to be offline and late to try to hold Paul Sattler there at second. Wes learned at the plate, now ahead 1-0 in the count. Retired the first two batters. Then a single by Kellen Crowley and then a hit by pitch by Benny Gaston. Once Lumen gets a couple base runners on, you know, you have to have a lot of discipline against this team. Can't give him an inch. Swing and a line drive, slicing foul along the third base line. Brings the count to 1-1. Another great hitter at the plate. One run double for Wes Learned in his first plate appearance in the last inning, which at that time drove in the tying run to tie the game at one apiece. Currently 5-3, Lumen trailing. Step off throw to second with Paul Sattler in safely. Ready to go again. Noah Dankert, 1-1 count for Learned. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut at that one. 1-2. Big spot here for Noah Dankert to try to get out of the inning. Swing and a pop. This one should be playable in foul territory. Getting under it is the third baseman, Lucas Calhoun. And that will stop a Lumen run in its tracks, but they do damage. Two runs on two hits. No errors, one runner left on. Columbia Central has their lead cut down to two. It's 5-3 going into the top of the fourth inning. Coming your way in 60 seconds, this is the Al Glick Championship brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in. Like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Top of inning number four, Columbia Central leading Lumen Christi 5-3. Live from Jackson High School. Leading off for Columbia Central, they got 2, 3, and 4 due up. It's the left fielder, Chase Ducate, who fouls the first pitch up and away out of play. Remaining in the game on the mound for Lumen, it's River McCluskey. As we have a fouled pitch along the third baseline to move the count to 0-2. 4 runs on 4 hits for Columbia Central in the third. Needed to move to River McCluskey a little bit sooner than they anticipated to stop the bleeding. He allowed a single and a walk, but no further damage done. Able to get the third out. Next one swung on. It's a tapper to short. Gloves. It's going to be a tough play. Throw across the diamond to first. Not in time. Just beat out by Chase Ducate. It's an infield single. A great throw, great effort by Benny Gaston, but that one deep in the hole. He had to throw that one probably well over 90 miles an hour if he wanted a chance. So a leadoff single for Chase Ducate. He's 2 for 3. Second hit allowed in relief for River McCluskey. Seventh hit overall for Columbia. Now at the plate, it's Connor Renfro, who lays off the first pitch below the zone. It's ball one. Great matchup between two great teams in Division III baseball. As I mentioned, a gauntlet district featuring these two teams plus a really good Grass Lake team. Napoleon and Leslie rounding out the other two teams in that district. Big swing and a miss. I believe the first game starts the day after Memorial Day. I think that one is Columbia and Leslie. As we got a step off, pickoff throw to first, diving back in safely is Ducate. Runner on first. Nobody out yet. Next pitch swung on. This one's popped out of play to the right-hand side. Moves the count to 2-2. Renfro steps back in. 2-2 on its way. That one misses inside. That one actually thrown behind him. They're going to say that got him. Second hit batter by a Lumen pitcher today. Runners on first and second with nobody out. Here's Lucas Calhoun. Looking to do damage. He's 0 for 2. First pitch from McCluskey. Misses high on the fastball. Klusky coming in with the gas out of the bullpen. Next pitch, that's going to get him again. Back-to-back hit batters, loads the bases. When you're taking on a team of this caliber, you have to come through in these situations. And Columbia Central certainly did in the last inning. They led 5-1 after their damage was done in the last inning. Lumen coming back with 2 runs in the bottom of the third. So Columbia Central, a great spot here to try to make up those 2 runs that they lost in the last half inning. Quick chat from Botke to McCluskey, trying to stabilize his guy. Bases loaded with nobody out. It's a single and back-to-back hit batters. Here is Hayden Haynes. First pitch, swing, line drive. This is going to find the grass in right center field. One run scores. Next runner's going to get the stop sign at third. Station to station baseball. One run single for Hayden Haynes. And it's 6-3, Columbia Central over Lumen. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Bases remain loaded with no outs. Here's Noah Dankert at the plate. Pitch bounces in the dirt, blocked by Botke. 1-0. Noah Dankert, a one-run double in his last plate appearance. He's 2-for-2 on the game. Next one, check swing above the zone. Did he break the plane? First base umpire says he held up. 2-0 count for Noah Dankert. Saying consistently, in hitters counts, Columbia Central swung on and fouled behind. And even though they've been consistently getting ahead in these pitcher-friendly counts, they've been able to make stuff happen with two strike counts, much less with two outs in the inning, like they did in the last inning. Pitch in the dirt, another good block by Botke. No advancement on the bases loaded. And it's 3-1. For Noah Dankert, trying to help his case, him being the pitcher for Columbia Central. Big swing and a miss on a high fastball. 3-2, full count. Huge spot right here. Payoff. Misses up and in. It's a bases loaded walk. A run comes in to score. 7-3 Columbia. RBI presented by Aspen 1 Hour. Noah Dankert, a RBI walk there. Two singles, two hit by pitches, and a walk issued by River McCluskey in this inning. Bases remain loaded with zero outs in it. Are they going to move off him? Yes, they are. He is going to be relieved. Kellen Crowley is going to take over. So River McCluskey only able to get one out in his time in relief. Columbia Central, bases loaded, no outs. Looking to grow their 7-3 lead on the other side. We're going to take a 30-second timeout while Kellen Crowley gets warmed up here on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here from Jackson High School as Kellen Crowley now pitching in relief of River McCluskey, who relieved Nolan Huff after 2 2/3 innings. McCluskey able to get out of the third inning, getting that final out, allowing no further damage, but he's just not able to execute against this tough Columbia Central lineup right here. Two singles, two hit batters, and a walk in this inning. Bases loaded, no outs. It's 7-3 Columbia with Camden Ducate now at the plate. Right fielder, number 7 in the order. You've got Lucas Calhoun at third, Hayden Haynes at second, and Noah Dankert at first. First pitch missed for ball one, as does the next pitch, low and in. Lumen Christie pitching, not able to find the strike zone consistently in this game, especially early in at-bats. 2-0, misses inside, 3-0. At risk of another bases-loaded walk right here. Yeah. Pitching in the stretch, Kellen Crowley. 3-0. Taken all the way. Does get the bottom of the zone for strike one. I mean, sure, 3-0 would be a count to have a green light on, but I don't blame him with how the command has been today for Lumen's pitchers in this game. Not a bad decision as we got a swing and a pop. This one right in the middle of the infield. It's going to be the shortstop, Benny Gaston, coming in to make the catch. Big first out. I mean, they called an infield fly anyways, so the batter was out anyways, but huge first out regardless for Kellen Crowley and Lumen's defense. Jordan Dinkert at the plate. Bases loaded, one out. Four-run lead. That one right down the middle for strike one. The difference between getting behind in the count and getting ahead in the count, important. These Lumen pitchers need to find a way to pitch more strikes. We've got a swing and a foul tip behind for Dankert. 0-2 count. Next pitch, that one off speed, misses above the zone. 1-2 the count. Next pitch. Ooh, called strike three. Great placement for Kellen Crowley to get a big second out. First strikeout in relief for him. Only the second strikeout by Lumen's pitching staff in this one. That brings in Dylan Hammond. Trying to strand the bases loaded. Chance here for Columbia. Swing and a foul tip behind. Columbia so far in the inning, two runs on two hits. But Kellen Crowley able to get two outs in two batters coming in. Next one, late, swing and a miss. Kellen Crowley, great chance to strand the bases loaded, 0-2. Fastball misses high. Oh, and now we're going to have a try to steal home, trying to catch Lumen sleeping, and Lucas Calhoun called out at home. And that will end the fourth inning for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Two runs on two hits, no errors, two left on. And Columbia leads 7-3 over Lumen Christi. Bottom of the fourth. Coming up next, this is the Al Glick Championship on WKHM.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
7-3, Columbia Central over Lumen Christi. Now in the bottom of the fourth inning. Live coverage presented by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Kelly Express Mart. Leading off for Lumen Christi, it's Brennan Brogan, who looks at a couple of pitches out of the zone. 2-0 count. Columbia Central coming through here in the third and fourth. Four runs and then two runs respectively. Swinging a foul tip in the dirt. Looks like that one deflected off of the toe of Brogan. Needs to take a couple of steps around before getting back in the box. 2-1 count. Lumen Christie, meanwhile, one run on three hits in the second and then two runs on two hits in the third. Next delivery, swing and a miss. Looked like he hesitated midway through, but by then he more than broke the plane. 2-2 count. Next delivery. Swing and a line drive. This one left center field. That's going to split the defenders. It's a leadoff extra base hit for Brennan Brogan. Makes it up to second, standing up. Great way for Lumen to try to chip away at this four-run deficit. But Noah Dankert, he's been pitching very well in this one, and Columbia Central's defense has tuned it up to another level. A lot of great plays made in this one. Here is Harrison Botke, the catcher, number 7 in the order. Quick glance at second and then a step off. Ready to go again for Dankert. First pitch to Botke. That was taken inside, ball one. One oh count for Botke, who's 1-for-1. Single in the second inning and then caught stealing. Next delivery, high and in. Gonna have another step off for Noah Dankert. Needs an extra second. Ready to go. 2-0 count for Harrison Botke. Next pitch on its way. That one below the knees. 3-0. Noah Dankert risking multiple base runners early in this fourth. In the stretch. Next delivery. That one misses inside. Ball four. Only the first walk issued by Noah Dankert in this one. He has hit a batter. Runners on first and second. No outs. Logan Hetherington at the plate. We are going to have a courtesy runner over at first as well. It's Patrick Thompson. Hetherington at the plate, first pitch. Showing bunt holds off. It's going to be strike one in the zone anyways. 0-1 count. Brogan at second, Botke at first. Well, Patrick Thompson at first. And then we have a passed ball. Gets away from the catcher, Jordan Dankert, after the pitch, and that moves up both base runners. Two in scoring position for Lumen Christie. Do they still have some more damage to be done? As of right now, the tying run in the on-deck circle with this four-run deficit. Looks like we're going to have a quick meeting here. Noah Dankert. He's trying to move the infielders in. And we're going to have a meeting here with some of the umpires and one of the Columbia coaches. Not sure what's happening here. As of right now, two in scoring position with nobody out. Logan Hetherington at the plate with a 1-1 count. Here we go. Looks like we're good to resume after whatever that stoppage was for. 1-1. Hetherington back in the box. Dankert on the hill. Next pitch. That one called strike two. Great stuff on the off speed. Really need to get this first out if you're Noah Dankert in the Golden Eagles. Lou and Christie, they can plate runs in a hurry. 1-2, fastball misses high. Great snag by Jordan Dankert. Two-two count. Next delivery. Swing and a miss. Huge strikeout for Noah Dankert. His third of the game in a much-needed first out with two runners in scoring position. Columbia hanging on to a four-run lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now at the plate, it's Gibson Shore, the designated hitter. Turned second baseman. Swing and a pop in foul territory just off first base, and that's going to be caught by Hayden Haynes. A huge second out as well. Just like that, real chance that Noah Dankert can get out of this unscathed, but he's got Jack Fitzpatrick at the plate, top of the order. He's 0 for 2, strikeout and a line out. First pitch, swing and a chopper, this one in the gap between short and third. One run scores, throw back in, throw relay to the plate. Not going to be in time. A two-run single for Jack Fitzpatrick. Cuts Columbia's lead in half. It's 7-5 now. Two RBIs brought to you by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Here's Kellen Crowley at the plate. Two runs on two hits in the inning. Check throw at first. Got him! Great throw by Dankert. Jack Fitzpatrick couldn't get back in time. And it's a big way to get out of the inning and stop Lumen's momentum at the plate. Fitzpatrick picked off at first. Lumen Christie, two runs on two hits. No errors, and nobody left on. It's 7-5. Columbia in front. We got the top of the fifth inning coming up in 60 seconds. This is the Al Glick Championship, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Get ready to rev up your spring with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. They make every job easier with the right equipment, from powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors. And don't sweat the maintenance. Their two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, they've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this spring work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Entering the latter stages of this one, the Al Glick Championship. Columbia Central leads 7-5 over Lumen Christie. Connor Dockery live from Jackson High School. They have the scoreboard wrong. They inadvertently added an inning in there. This is supposed to be the top of the fifth inning, but according to the scoreboard, this is the top of the sixth. They like skipped an inning. So we'll see what happens. Will they catch that? or will they inadvertently have one less inning? Regardless, leading off for Columbia Central, their number nine hitter, Dylan Hammond. He shows bunt on the first pitch, but taps it foul behind. Falls behind 0-1. Kellen Crowley remains in the game in relief. River McCluskey getting roughed up in his relief appearance. Crowley able to come back in and get three quick outs. As we have another bunt here, tapped foul behind. 0-2 count for Hammond. So far a strikeout and a walk in this one. Today's coverage brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group, Jackson College, the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. Pitch in the dirt, ball one. 1-2 for the leadoff hitter. Next pitch on its way from Crowley. Swing and a miss. Crowley's second strikeout in relief. Retires the leadoff hitter. That brings back the top of the order with Bladen Steller. Steller in this one, he's 0-for-1. He's also been hit by a pitch and walked, scoring two runs. Good things have been happening when he gets on base. First pitch is swung on and fouled away over towards the indoor football facility here at Jackson High School. Next delivery swung on and another foul almost in the same spot. This one might actually be playable, and it is! Right along the fence for Logan Hetherington, able to run that one down, crashes into the fence, but all the same, getting a big second out. Lewin Christie, big momentum swing for them if they're able to retire Columbia Central in order. In this fifth inning, all the momentum they've been getting the last two innings. They've been trailing this whole time. Columbia Central led 1-0 after the first. Lewin Christie tied it up in the bottom of the second. And Columbia added fours. We got a line drive into left field. A two-out single for Chase Duquette. Columbia led 4-1 after the top of the third. Then Lewin chopped into that. Came to within two. Columbia got those two runs back in the top of the fourth. And then Lewin came right back in within two runs in the last half inning. So a one-out single. Sorry, two-out single for Chase Duquette. Now a swing and a miss for Connor Renfroe on the first pitch. As he steps in, he's been walked, intentionally walked, and hit by a pitch. He's scored two runs. Just like Bladen Steller, good things have been happening in this game when Connor Renfroe gets on base. Next delivery is a swing and a pop behind home plate. This appears to be playable, but it is not actually. It's going to be out of play. Just beyond the fence. 0-2 count for Connor Renfroe. They did fix the scoreboard. Again, it originally signaled that it was the top of the sixth inning, but it is indeed the top of the fifth inning. Next pitch on a steal attempt. It's going to be a swing and a foul tip to the right. So Chase Duquette has to get back to first base. Another step off for Kellen Crowley, but no throw. Next pitch swing and another foul for Renfroe. He's been fouling off a ton of pitches today. He is one tough out. Columbia Central's path in this one. They beat Quincy 4-1 and then Jackson 21-0. Pickoff throw to first, diving back in safely is Duquette. Next one swinging another foul off to the left side. Columbia Central, only three losses on the season. One of them by this Lumen Christi team. Still an 0-2 count for Renfro. Next one, high fastball for ball one. Next pitch swung on and grounded foul along the third baseline towards the Lumen Christi dugout. 1-2. Man, foul after foul after foul. This guy is frustrating if you're a pitcher. So tough to get out. He lays off the ones off the plate, and he's fouling at least the ones on the plate. Swing, fly ball. This one goes to deep left field. Camping under it is Brennan Brogan, and he makes the catch to retire the side. No damage done here for Columbia Central after a two-out single by Chase Ducate. Score remains 7-5. The bottom of the fifth inning, coming your way next. This is the Al Glick Championship presented by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Lumen Christi threatening here. But Columbia Central, they've been leading for the majority of this game, 7-5. Noah Dankert still on the mound, still pitching very well, considering who he's going up against. 0-2 count after a foul and then a called strike for Kellen Crowley leading off. Next one, swing and a pop to the right side of the infield, and that's going to be gloved by the third baseman, Lucas Calhoun. A little bit of a collision there after the fact. But everybody looks okay, all things considered. Big first out there for Columbia. That brings in Benny Gaston, the shortstop. Columbia looking to hold on here. Two runs scored by Lumen Christi each of the last two innings. They've been threatening. First pitch swing and a chopper. This one goes to short. Throw across the diamond in time. Stellar to Haynes for out number two. Couple quick outs. Here's Paul Sattler. Both teams have had their stretches as well with two out magic. It's easy to get excited as a pitcher or a fielder. You know, you get two outs, bases empty. But both teams on this ball field, teams of this caliber, you can't get too ahead of yourself. Got to get that third out. First pitch fouled away. Four strike one. Next one laid off on a high ball. 1-1 for Paul Sattler. Two for two with a couple singles. Two runs batted in. Big swing and a miss on the next delivery. It's 1-2. In the stretch, 1-2, swing and a pop foul on a play. Still 1-2. Noah Dankert looking to retire Lumen Christie in order. He's only done that one other time today, and that was the bottom of the first inning. Next one swung on and missed. Ooh, they're going to say that he fouled that one. Just hanging in there on a two-strike count. One, two. Swing and a tapper. This one along the first baseline stays fair. And a nice underhanded delivery there. Might have been a near botch there, but picked up by Noah Dankert. Underhanded delivery to Haynes. Steps on the bag. And what's happening here? They're going to say foul. Okay. So just foul. That one just hugged the line. So he is still alive. 1-2 again. This one swung on, rolling this time just off the mound. Picked up by the third baseman. Throw over to first. Not in time. Wow. Bang, bang play. But Paul Sattler able to run that out. Infield single for the Titans. That's the thing, if you're Columbia Central, you don't want to give this team any sort of daylight. I mentioned two-out magic has worked both ways in this one at the plate. Here's Wes Learned, who has done some damage. First pick in there for a strike, and now a check throw at second as Paul Sattler didn't end up going. 0-1 count. Wes Learned 1-for-2, and this one had a one-run double in the second inning. Pick throw at first now. Back in safely is Paul Sattler. Oh, 1. Swing, fly ball. This one going to center field, and this is going to be out number 3 in the glove of Dylan Hammond. Two out single by Paul Sattler, but no damage done by Lumen here in the bottom of the fifth. Score remains 7-5. Columbia over Lumen. Top of the sixth inning. Coming up in 60 seconds, this is the Al Glick Tournament Championship on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Al Glick Championship in the latter stages here. We're in the top of the sixth inning, where Columbia Central is looking to add to their 7-5 lead. Leading off is the number 4 hitter, Lucas Calhoun, third baseman. First pitch called, strike 1. Kellen Crowley remains on the mound in relief for the Titans. He's done some good stuff helping to stall Columbia's offense after they were really, really coming through at the plate in the third and fourth innings. Next pitch in there, 1-1. Pitch misses just below the zone. 2-1. Kellen Crowley in 2 innings has only allowed 1 hit. He's gotten 2 strikeouts as well. In Ruhle Finning swing, line drive into center field, and that's going to be gloved by Jack Fitzpatrick for the first out. Base is empty, one out. Here's the first baseman, Hayden Haynes. Wines and deals, Crowley late, swing and a miss. Haynes is two for two, two runs batted in and one run scored. Swing, this is a fly ball, right center field, and it's going to be another catch by Fitzpatrick. Base is empty, two outs. Two-run lead for Columbia Central over Lumen Christi. Noah Dankert at the plate trying to keep the inning going. A lot of action in the middle innings in this one, but suddenly this game just flying on by as the pitching is tightening up a bit here. Suddenly base runners at a premium. Dankert, looked like he was getting squeezed there. Laid off one inside, tried to get out of the way, but it's in the zone all the same, 0-2. Crowley looking to retire Columbia in order. Swing, fly ball, another one to center field. Fitzpatrick, can he get all three outs? He can. Way out in deep center. Jack Fitzpatrick makes all three catches. Columbia Central retired in order, and we remain at a 7-5 ball game. Lumen Christi batting next in the bottom of the sixth. This is the Al Glick Championship, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Listening to Live High School Baseball on WDKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Columbia Central leads 7-5 over Lumen Christi in the Al Glick Championship. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me this Saturday afternoon. Live coverage all day of the Al Glick Tournament. A little bit of a late start with some rain and lightning, but otherwise we've been able to play through without a hitch despite some rain as we got a swing and a grounder. Lightning quick in the gap between first and second. No play to be made by Connor Renfro. It's a leadoff single for Brennan Brogan. Ninth hit of the game for Lumen Christi. And Lumen trying to get going here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They know they're running out of chances to try to shift things in their favor. Next pitch could be in there for a strike one to Harrison Botke now at the plate, the catcher. He's been doing some damage here in the lower third of Lumen's order. Single and a walk. Next pitch showing bunt. He holds off at the last moment, and wise decision. It's above the zone for a ball. One count for Bonke. And no runs scored by either team in the last two innings. After a flurry of runs in the middle. Swinging a grounder to third. Picked up throw to second for the first out, but no play to be made at first for the double play. So Calhoun at least able to get the double play there for Connor Renfro for the first out. Going to be a courtesy runner there at first base as well. Runner at first with one out. Now at the plate, it's Logan Hetherington, the first baseman. In the stretch, first pitch. Missed the bunt. It's going to go straight to the backstop, and this is going to advance the runner to second. And again, didn't get a look at the number at who that courtesy runner is for the Titans. But that went in there for a strike. 0-1 for Logan Hetherington. Noah Dankert still rolling on through. Especially the way he's been pitching throughout this game. Despite the five runs, he's been confident in this one. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip in the dirt. And Hetherington falls behind 0-2. Ready to go once more. 0-2 in this one with a ground out and a strikeout. Next delivery. Taken for a call. Third strike. Strikeout number 4 for Noah Dankert, and that's a big second out with a runner in scoring position. Columbia leads 7-5. Here is the designated hitter turned second baseman, Gibson Shore. First pitch misses inside for ball one. Gibson Shore 0-2 in this one with a ground out and a pop out. Next one misses high. I believe that's Patrick Thompson again, the courtesy runner at second. Glance at second. Here's the next delivery. That one misses high and in again. 3-0 count for Gibson Shore. Huge here for Lumen Christie to get this 9-hole hitter on. With two outs. Top of the order lurking in the on-deck circle with Jack Fitzpatrick. Next delivery. That one misses inside. 4-pitch walk and trying to get the runner picked off at second. Throw is offline. Runners on first and second with two outs. Just the second walk issued by Dankert. And here is Jack Fitzpatrick now. Tying run on first go-ahead run at the plate. And we're going to have a mound visit right here. This might be it for Noah Dankert. Through 5 2/3 innings, he's done a heck of a job keeping Lumen relatively in check. If anything, this could be just to help rally the troops get out of this jam. So a single for Brennan Brogan. He's thrown out at second on a fielder's choice. Botke getting on first, then a strikeout looking. And then now a two-out walk for Gibson Shore. Jack Fitzpatrick at the plate. Here we go. In the stretch. First pitch to Fitzpatrick. Swinging a chopper. This one going to third. Charged on and flubbed by Lucas Calhoun. And then overran by Patrick Thompson. Going to say the tag is late. Wow. So that's going to be an error that keeps the inning alive. Especially for a Columbia defense that's been stout all game long. That is their second error. And it results in bases loaded with Kellen Crowley at the plate. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first. Here in the bottom of the sixth for Lumen Christie. Trailing by two. First pitch in there for strike one. Dankert ready to go again. Needs to step off. Oh, one. That's going to hit him. Run scores. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Patrick Thompson scores from third. Gibson Shore moves up to third. Jack Fitzpatrick to second, and Kellen Crowley on first. Lumen pulls to within one. It's 7-6. Bases remain loaded. Here's Benny Gaston. Pressure mounting here. Mentioned that two-out magic that both teams have been able to make happen. Dankert really needs to be on his A-game right here with a guy of this caliber at the plate. 0-2 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. Pitch misses inside for ball one. Ready to go in the stretch, trying to get in the zone. 1-0 swing, Chopper, this one to second base. Underhanded throw to second to the shortstop, in for a huge third out. This one's close, should be in for an exciting finish. Lumen scores one on one hit, one error. Three left on base. 7-6, Columbia in front, top of the seventh. Next, this is the Al Glick Championship on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Get ready to rev up your spring with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. They make every job easier with the right equipment, from powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors. And don't sweat the maintenance. Their two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, they've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this spring work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Brennan Brogan comes in to try to hold this at a one-run deficit for Lumen Christi. Columbia Central leads 7-6, top of the seventh inning here in the Al Glick Championship from Jackson High School. Connor Dockery with you here on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Rogan finishing out the rest of his warm-up pitches. Great stuff by Kellen Crowley. Three innings in relief, allowing just one hit and two strikeouts. Really stifling Columbia Central's bats, which were really, really rolling in the middle innings, including a four-run second inning, leading two different times by four runs. First pitch from Brogan misses low and away. It's Camden Ducate leading us off, 7-8 and 9 due up in the seventh inning. Next pitch, swing and a chopper. This one right to first, and it's going to be covering the bag. Brennan Brogan able to get the feed from Hetherington for the first out. So Jordan Dankert now at the plate. Base is empty, one out. Columbia by one. Been a great day of baseball today at the Al Glick Classic. First pitch showing bunt, not able to make contact, but holds off. It's 1-0. in the stretch. 1-0. Schoenbunt again could not make contact. It's going to be a strike that time, 1-1. Jordan Dankert, 1-for-2 in this one. Single walk and a strikeout with two steals. 1-1. Breaks off the plate for ball two. Brennan Brogan was playing in left field before coming in relief. Fastball misses up and away. 3-1 for Jordan Dankert. Ready to go in the stretch for the lefty pitcher. Brogan swing, line drive to left field, and that's going to be caught by the left fielder for the second out. Left fielder being Gibson Shore. Bases empty, two outs. Now here's the nine-hole hitter, Dylan Hammond. Last opportunity for Columbia Central to add to their one-run lead as they try to close things out in the bottom of the seventh, trying to be Al Glick champion. Swing, fly ball, right center field, and that's going to be gloved by the center fielder, Jack Fitzpatrick. And that will do it for the top of the seventh. Bottom of the seventh is next. Can Columbia hang on, or can Lumen Christi make something happen to repeat as Al Glick champions? This is the Al Glick Championship. Back in a moment on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
All comes down to this bottom of the seventh inning. Lumen Christi trailing Columbia Central 7-6. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Leading off, it's 4-5-6, the third baseman Paul Sattler. Still on the mound is Noah Dankert. He's been great through six. And again, despite the runs, he's really limited Lumen Christi for the damage that they could be doing in this one and what they have done in the past. First pitch misses low and in for ball one. Misses again, ball two. Tying run at the plate for Lumen. Noah Dankert trying to go the full distance. Next pitch misses inside on the fastball. 3-0 for Paul Sattler, who's 3-for-3, all singles. Next one, strike on the fastball right down the middle. Paul Sattler also two runs batted in and one run scored. 3-1. Check swing, but it's down the middle anyways. 3-2 full count. Good job by Dankert to get back into this count. Big pitch coming up. 3-2. Called strike three! What a pitch for Noah Dankert, retiring a huge part of Lumen Christi's lineup. Caught him looking. Base is empty, one out. Wes learned at the plate. Lumen trailing by one. Here in the bottom of the seventh, first pitch, swing, line drive. This one's high. This one's deep. This one is gone. We're tied. Wes learned a single swing. And now one out, bases empty. Lumen Christi, they have a chance to walk this off if they can get more magic happening on the bases. But at the very least, we're going to be going to extra innings if no further runs score here. Here is Brennan Brogan, who came in the last inning. In relief, able to get three quick outs against Columbia's batting order, who has gone cold in the last three innings. First pitch misses for a ball. Next one, high and away. Two-oh for Brennan Brogan, who is 2-for-3 with a double, a single, and a run scored. Next one off speed. That one looks like clips the inside part of the plate. Called strike one. In the stretch. That one high and away. 3-1. Lumen, great chance to get the tying run on base. Sorry, not even the tying run, the winning run on base. After Wes learned, tied it up on his solo shot, and Dankert loses him on five pitches. It's a walk, third walk of the game. And now Columbia Central, looks like this is going to be it for Noah Dankert. They're going to have to go with another arm to try to shut this thing down and send it to extra innings. So indeed, that is going to be it for Noah Dankert, going 6 1/3 innings, allowing 7 runs on 10 hits, 5 strikeouts, 3 walks. So we're going to take a timeout back in 60 seconds. We're tied at 7, bottom of the 7th. Lumen has one runner on with one out on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. We are Dana Brown and Kim West, the Brokerage House Real Estate Sisters. I'm Dana, and I love connecting people to the community and helping you find where you truly belong. And with Kim making sure every detail is handled, together we bring you the Brokerage House signature experience for both buyers and sellers, with expert guidance, strategic marketing, and a plan built just for you. Together, let's make your next move your best move. Brown and West Real Estate Sisters, 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 100 in Jackson, or check us out at our Grass Lake or Lakeside offices.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
It's Jordan Dankert. That is the relief pitcher for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Finishing out his warm-up pitches as this thing is tied at 7, bottom of the 7th. Sevens all over the place, but the winning run for Lumen Christi stands at first in the form of Brennan Brogan. Here is Harrison Botke, the catcher, now at the plate. So Jordan Dankert looking to get two quick outs, hoping to force extras. Lumen wants to end it here, wanting to repeat as Al Glick champions. Pickoff throw at first. Brogan is back in safely. First pitch in there for a strike for Botke. Going to have a step off here for Jordan Dankert. Here in the stretch. One more. 0-1. Showing bunt, holds off, but calls strike two anyways. Meanwhile, a stolen base for Brennan Brogan. Winning run moves into scoring position. Meanwhile, an 0-2 count for Harrison Botke. Swinging a foul up and out of play to the left. Next pitch, swing and a grounder. This one goes to the second baseman. Picked up and thrown on to first in time. Noah Dankert to Hayden Haynes for the second out, but the winning run moves up to third. Logan Hetherington at the plate. Trying to drive in the winning run. He's 0 for 3. A ground out and two strikeouts. First pitch, swing and a tapper foul. Oh, one on its way. Called strike two right down the middle. Jordan Danker, one strike away from forcing extras, but one swing of the bat could win this for Lumen. 0-2, taken off the plate. That's a big take for ball one. Could have ended the inning right there. Next one on its way. Swing and a miss. What a strikeout for Jordan Dankert. Gets out of the inning, allowing no further runs, but Wes learned. Ties it up with a solo home run. We're headed to extras. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1-Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
It's extra innings from the Al Glick Championship between Columbia Central and Lumen Christi, tied at 7 after Wes learned ties it with a solo home run. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. It's the top of the 8th inning. Normally to keep the tournament going, they do courtesy runners, but not for this game, it looks like. Mostly in place for the first two games. So 7-7 tie. It's Bladen Steller leading off here in the 8th inning for Columbia. Brennan Brogan remains on the mound in relief. For Lumen Christi, Columbia Central has had their last seven batters retired in order. Not sure what we're waiting on. Okay, we are doing the courtesy runner. Okay, so that's going to be in the form of Dylan Hammond, the last batter out in the last inning. But it looks like they are going to actually instead, if I can see a jersey number here. So runner on second, no outs, courtesy runner on in extra innings here for Columbia Central. First pitch, swing and a miss. Wade and Stellar 0-for-2 in this one with a hit by pitch and a walk. Next pitch, high and away, and then a pump fake throw to second to get the courtesy runner scurrying back. Courtesy runner getting a decent lead. Pitch misses low and in. Ball two, 2-1 the count. Two-one on its way. Swinging a fly ball. This one deep to left field, and this one's going to drop all the way back to the fence. Runner is going to come in to score. Oh, no. He got held up at third. Looks like he hesitated. Initially coming into third, so he's actually held up at third. Runners on second and third with no outs. So big spot here for Columbia Central to try to regain the lead. Chase Ducate back at the plate. Umpires are meeting out near the mound, not sure what for. All four umpires right there meeting off the mound. Think maybe confirming the call. The ball looked like it did hit a tree overhanging the fence. So maybe the argument was maybe the fact that it hit that tree. Would it still count as a home run? Answer, no. Now at the plate, Chase Ducate. First pitch, that one misses up and away. One ball, no strikes. Two on in scoring position, no outs, and Brennan Brogan is going to step off. Eight-7 lead is what Columbia can do with a base hit right here. At least they could potentially grow it to 9-7. We're tied at 7, top of the 8th extra innings. Two on, nobody out. Next pitch floats in, ball two. Next one, swing, line drive. This one to center field, and this is going to be caught by Fitzpatrick, but the courtesy runner will come in to score. Sacrifice fly and an RBI for Chase Ducate. Now it's 8-7 Columbia. Courtesy runner scores, and Bladen Stellar stays at second. Going to be an intentional walk here for Connor Renfro. Second time in this game he's been intentionally walked. Runner on first and second with one out. Lucas Calhoun at the plate. In the stretch, here's the pitch. In the zone for strike one. No balls, one strike. Calhoun in this one, he is 0 for 3 with a hit by pitch. If anyone's due, it's him. Off the plate. One ball and one strike. Next delivery up and away. 2-1. Harrison Botke, you know he wants to make a throw after every pitch. Try to get one of these runners sleeping. In the stretch, Brennan Brogan, next pitch. Swing a line drive, this one left center field, and this is going to be caught deep by Fitzpatrick. Runner's going to move up to third. Close play again. Great relay throws, but Steller moves up to third. Runners in the corners with two outs. Here is Hayden Haynes. Hayden Haynes, 2 for 4 in this one. Two singles, two runs batted in, and a run scored. First pitch misses up and in, and there's also going to be a steal of second. Play can't be made. Renfro steals second, two in scoring position with two outs. Hayden Haynes, a 1-0 count. 8-7, Columbia. And extras. Next pitch misses low. 2-0. Now some words exchanged by Botke and Brennan Brogan trying to settle him down. Botke really trying to help his pitcher get out of this jam. He heads back behind home plate. Winding the pitch in the zone for strike one. Great location for Brogan. One, two. Make it 2-1 the count. Now a step off. Two, one on its way. Swinging a tapper foul towards the Columbia dugout. 2-2. Trying to get out of this jam. Hayden Haynes trying to extend the lead. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a tapper. This one up the middle and not going to be ran down perfectly between the defenders. Two runs will score. And moving up to second on the throw back in for Haynes. A two-run double. Lead grows 10-7. Those runs, RBIs, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Three runs on two hits in the inning. 10-7 Columbia, great chance to try to take this game, but even no matter what happens the rest of the top of the eighth, they still got to shut down Lumen in the bottom of the eighth. Noah Dankert at the plate, runner on second with two outs, line drive just in foul territory, out of the reach of Hetherington, and it's going to be a foul ball. Trying to track down another baseball here. Step Stepping back in, Noah Dankert. ...10-7 Columbia leads. Next pitch in the dirt. Going to be no movement off of second for Haynes. He really wanted to go, but Noah Dankert at the plate telling him, no, don't go. One count. Next pitch right down the middle. 1-2 now. Rogan trying to get out of this tough top of the eighth inning. One, two. Off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two. Swing. Foul out of play. Inning continues. 10-7 Columbia leads in extra innings. Swing and a grounder. Hugging the third baseline. It stays fair. Going home. Can't make the return throw. Another run scores. One run single for Noah Dankert. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. 11-7 Columbia leads in extra innings over Lewin Christie. Four runs on three hits in the eighth inning. Here is Camden Ducate at the plate now. This is the inning they've desperately needed. They've gone cold since the fourth inning. They scored six across the third and fourth innings. Ducate, late swing and a miss. Oh, 1. Swing and a pop foul out of play. Bangs off the stands, the metal stands. And it's 0-2. In the stretch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout finally ends the eighth inning, and we go to the bottom eighth. Columbia Central leads 11-7 on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in. Like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut. And Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the eighth, extra innings, Al Glick Championship. It's 11-7. Columbia Central leads over Lewin Christie, trying to end it. Here in the bottom of the eighth, Lewin Christie looking to rally once more. Connor Dockery on WKHM. Lewin Christie led off by the designated hitter, Gibson Shore, number 9 in the order, while Logan Hetherington is the courtesy runner at second. Jordan Dankert still in relief. trying to shut this thing down. First pitch misses for a ball. One-oh. That one gets the zone. Called strike one. One-one. Swing, fly ball. This one going to shallow right field, and it's going to be gloved by Camden Duquette. Quick relay throw to hold Hetherington at second, and there's a big first out. Two outs to go for Columbia, but that brings back the top of the order with Jack Fitzpatrick. He's one for four. One single. One for four. Two RBIs. Strikeout as well. Pitch in the dirt for a ball. One oh. Swing and a miss. Count comes to one and one. Chopper to third. That one's eaten up a little bit by the third baseman. Can't make a play. Lucas Calhoun, a little bit too hot coming in. And it's two on with one out. Runners on first and second with one out. Here is Kellen Crowley. Columbia leads 11-7. Lumen Christie threatening here in extras. First pitch gets the bottom of the zone for strike one. Next delivery just off the plate. One ball and one strike. Next delivery right down the middle for strike two. In the stretch for Jordan Dankert. Swing and a miss. Huge second out, and that's a huge way for Jordan Dankert to get his first strikeout of the game. In the box now, it's Benny Gaston. Two runners on, two outs. Four-run lead for Columbia in extras. Next pitch called, strike one. 2-1 count. Correction, 1-1 count. Next pitch up and in. They're going to say that got him. Bases are loaded. Tying run for Lumen comes to the plate. Paul Sattler standing in. Bases loaded, two outs. Never said it was going to be easy for Columbia to try to shut down a team of this caliber. Paul Sattler, three for four, three singles. Two runs batted in and a run scored. First pitch just inside for ball one. Gets back in the stretch. Ball two. Misses inside again. Hetherington at third. Fitzpatrick at second. And Benny Gaston at first. Next pitch this time in the zone. Strike one. It's 2-1. Next delivery off the plate. 3-1. At risk of forcing in a run and moving the tying run to first base. Swinging a grounder. This one to second base. This could do it. That one's bobbled. Pick up, throw to first. Off line. Run is going to come in to score. Make it two runs in to score. That's going to be a costly error. Runners on the corners with two outs. Oh, 11-9. Tying run is on first now. Wes learned at the plate. He's the one who tied this in the bottom of the seventh with a solo blast. First pitch right down the middle. Called strike one. Step off, throw to third, runner gets back in. Runners on the corners with two outs. Lumen trying to rally here in extras against Columbia Central in the Al Glick Championship. Fastball misses high. Uncontested steal of second by Paul Sattler. Next delivery called strike two. Lumen Christie down to their final strike. But Wes learned again. He was the hero to send this to extras. Can he be the hero again? With a tying run now on second. Called strike three and it's over. Columbia Central able to gut out a extra innings win. 11-9 over Lumen Christie. And they are the 2026 Al Glick champions. Unbelievable game between two unbelievable teams. Two of the best in Division III. Columbia Central controlled for the whole game virtually until their bats cooled off in the later innings. Lumen Christie able to gut out a couple runs to tie it. But it's Columbia Central who comes through in extras. 4-2 in the eighth inning, making it 11-9 the final. Winning pitcher is Jordan Dankert in relief. Losing pitcher is Brennan Brogan pitching in the eighth and ninth innings. That's going to conclude today's coverage. Thanks for tuning in all day long here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Our next baseball broadcast is going to be the day after Memorial Day when we start the district tournament. Again, Gauntlet District featuring both of these teams plus a very strong Grass Lake team in addition to Napoleon and Leslie. That's going to start off again Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day for the district tournament, and we will proceed from there. Should be fun. Again, final score, Columbia Central 11, Lumen Christie 9. Columbia Central is your 2026 Al Glick champions. We send it back to regular programming. Thanks for tuning in here on WKHM.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen One-Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast of high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffey Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public School, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.